Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
His little ass headphones. Look fucking stupid.
Yo, turn your fucking phone off, Dave. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga, man?
I just realized that shit.
The fuck is wrong recording this shit? Like, man, and don't cut that out, CJ. Fuck.
What's the hell fucking sound?
These niggas is nasty.
Hey, I can hear you.
In that bitch and I start the V. Snakes in the grass so they harder to see. My brother would give up his life to the O. He told me he'd go be a martyr for me. Said that she ready to come to the six. I hit up Pauline to charter the P. Ain't really Lee but I'm back. I'm back. I'm riding around in Atlanta with Sav.
Chicken nuts?
I don't know who nuts these is. Somebody nuts.
Ferrari is making an SUV. Ain't got a choice, we ordering these. Shout out Noel for recording the V's. He know where this shit about to go.
Nobody touching the floor. I saw that.
That's nasty.
Yeah,
but it's gotta be lonely below. You boys getting ready to diss. But don't even mention a hoe. And don't even mention a foe. Unless you was trying to go broke.
Yeah. I got my it is.
Fuck Adidas, nigga.
I don't chase bitches, I leave them. Hoes screaming like I'm just a beat, nigga. I don't get mad, I get even. Hit you niggas like a buzzer beater, nigga. I don't get mad, I get even. Hit you niggas, then you go. Telling all my sneaky links you with me. You must be Coach K cause you ain't
hype. Look at
on a jet like my last name Lee. Two sticks in my hand like I'm playing a Wii. G Block babies will spank you for free. We rough niggas up, now they begging for peace.
G Block baby.
Stepping on shit out and fresh in my toe. Born in October, I'm so OVO. Halloween coming, he wanna
you listening to the whole song?
No costume, I'm turning them ghosts. She caught me mucus, I stay in her throat. Stick hit that boy, got his ass hitting notes. My niggas wear masks, so you know where this shit about to go.
Alright, cut up.
Damn.
That's all I want here.
That's all you wanted.
That's what I need.
You good.
So what's up? Huh? You in here?
Go ahead, man.
Let's start
talk
the show.
Shit. Let's go, man.
Yo, this is Dirty Water.
What?
I'm Moses.
Lexington.
Dave B.
You stupid.
You stupid.
He's over there sick. Looking stupid. Huh? What's that little sick voice? So what that little?
What?
Nigga setting up the camera and shit. I don't feel good.
Give me episode 140. The fuck is this nigga talking about, man?
There you go.
Yeah, you feel me? Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck cancer. Rest in peace, OG. His birthday just passed.
Yeah.
He would have been 70.
That's a piece on.
OG for real. OG for real. So, what's up, man? What's going on, man?
Yo, like,
you said you was going to talk shit. Nah, yo, go ahead and get this shit popping, nigga. Let's
so,
go.
So, what'd be funny, you know what's funny to me when, you know, niggas don't fuck with certain shit until they meet somebody, until they got a girl, right? So, I be chilling with people. And they don't play certain songs until, like, they meet somebody, you know what I'm saying? So, we working. So, we play this song. I forgot it. It's a hit. You know what I'm saying? I played it afterwards. Is that Ja Rule and R. Kelly with Ashanti Wonder?
I don't remember that song.
You don't remember that? You remember that song.
I probably got to hear it.
I go sing it.
Yeah, go ahead. Put your singing voice on. No. Come on.
Was Ja Rule yelling on that?
He's always yelling.
Yeah, yeah, he was like,
he was yelling. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all bitches don't know money ain't a thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That hit. Yeah. So I was just laughing. I'm like, nigga, like, you just.
It's who the fuck played that?
Nah, I'm not going
to. What's the situation he played it in? It was just y'all two.
We working, like, nigga, I'm on the work mode. I want to listen to some crunk shit. You want to listen to.
Oh, this nigga put on.
I'm like, my nigga. Like, I'm on work mode.
Was he singing it?
He was singing some parts.
He sung it to you?
No, nigga.
Oh, my bad.
Nobody should sing to me.
I was asking a question.
First of all, we go.
That nigga hit him with the O-O's. He hit with the O-O's when y'all was in.
Yo, stop, man. But I understand, but it just be funny. I'm like, I'm happy for him. You know what I'm saying?
You happy for him? Nigga, what you mean you happy for him? Because he playing Ja Rule?
You happy.
Oh, he's trying to say he was happy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Well, I'm saying when you could tell when niggas in certain situations the way they moves is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So but he that's always just funny to me. Like,
he ain't read the room. Like, this ain't the time for Ja Rule. Yeah, and
but that's what I'm saying. Like, when niggas got a girl, they don't give a fuck what's going on. They just focus on that. They more happier. You know what I'm saying? Don't even care what the fuck they playing, who they around. Nigga, I don't care.
I love her.
You can't even crack on the nigga. Like, you ain't get your simple ass. Like, you loving ass nigga.
I don't care. I be getting some tonight. What about you, lonely?
Like, what? No, I got an old stable.
Nigga working, clicking his heels and shit. Nigga jumping around.
Dance on talk. Now you want to talk to me? No, I'm just joking. Yo. But conversation's more, he's just more, you know what I'm saying, funny, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Like,
this shit be so funny. Like, I'm just saying, like, any situation, like, when they get money, you know what I'm saying? You tell nigga money, want to pay for everything. Like, nah, I got you, dog. I'm the kid. You get all the candy bars you want. Nah, we in the root grid. You don't even know that. Yeah. You don't even know that said. You just, you know what I'm saying? Nothing got money. You know what I'm saying? You calling everybody broke now. You got some money. You was broke like yesterday, nigga. Everybody broke. I ain't going through that. It's broke. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that broke weed. You just got a front from over yesterday, man. Where? I don't need that shit.
Is everybody broke now, bro?
What you mean?
You over here blasting broke boys.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Like,
you blasting broke boys. Like, and we know you rich, Moses.
Nah.
Yes. I feel the richness right here beside me, bro.
I'm not rich. And I'm
looking at you.
I'm broke myself. Huh? Fake it till you make it.
Let me tell you some real shit my mother told me today. She said, you better stop saying you broke. We don't speak like that no more. Don't speak that shit to existence.
I don't be saying that. But.
So, shout out to the broke boys. Better get right, man. It's real out here, man.
I'm saying just be humble.
Yeah, definitely.
You just can't get money and be like, yeah, everybody broke. You know what I'm saying? Get out of here, man. I ain't going over there. They're broke boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
And then I see some wild shit on Instagram. some girl jumped in Future DMs and said, you have all this negative energy, people, demons around you in the studio and shit. He said, shut your broke ass up, bro.
I'm like, damn, bro. Damn.
She was just trying to give him some advice. That nigga said, shut your broke ass. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like,
ain't nobody asking for no fucking
money. Yeah, that's like, but I'm just saying, when you get that money, you don't really
say
care.
That.
Nah, fuck her.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm trying to jump in my DMs, trying to tell me about the people around me. Ain't nobody ask you, bitch.
You got demons around you. Like, right, she might be warning that nigga.
Yeah, shut your broke ass up.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
She probably paid to have his fucking the issues he
she
got.
She might have some money, but she might not have much money as he do.
That bitch ain't got no money, man.
Fuck you though, Dave.
Cause she DMing that nigga. If she has some money, she be worried about what the fuck she got going on. What? She a fan, just like everybody else. You know what I mean?
Shout out to my white friends.
Yeah, that's me.
What? Shout out to my white friends.
I'm
man.
Talking about what you're saying.
You said it's me? Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking
Yo,
about.
Y'all
be, thinking it's me. Y'all be thinking like, I'm the motherfucker. These are niggas I get this shit from. Yeah, let's go.
What you mean these, nigga? Huh? Yeah. These, nigga?
Yeah, show the truth, nigga. Hmm? It's time.
Niggas be taking, we be talking out of turn. Ain't nobody ask you shit. You know what I mean? Nobody was even talking to you.
I love it.
Listen here, you got demons. Shut the fuck up. Right. Hmm?
Gonna tell me what the fuck I got.
Right.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah, you got shut people. Up. Yeah, shut your broke ass up.
You
man.
Got people you around about? You.
I'm minding my business. There you go.
Tell you me got demons me. Around
like, that
you.
That was more nice than, you know what I'm saying? Shut your broke ass up. That's more nice than that.
He bitch. Said ho.
You know what I'm saying?
He coming home.
He said ho. He put ho.
Oh, shut your broke ass
up. Said, shut your broke ass up, ho. I said, damn, Future? Like, damn, bro.
Nah, man. I ain't mad at him.
Yo, so shout out to my white friends, right?
Because go.
I ain't gonna say no names. My homie came through. He hit me up one day, was like, yo.
White friends. White friends.
Nah, the homie, he's black. We're gonna get to the white part in a second.
Okay.
So he's like, yo, where you get the land from? So I told him where I get the racks of land from. He said, all right, cool, since you ain't never make me none. And I took that text message kind of like defensive a little bit. I was like, damn, what the fuck is he talking about?
Offensive.
My bad.
Bad.
Fuck you.
Nah, I'm just trying to
I'm just talking shit.
Who you talking to, though? Yeah. Who you telling this to?
The black dude.
The
yeah.
black dude?
Yeah. All
right. Okay.
So,
used to that.
He was like, he said what?
Used to that. You should be used to that.
Shut up.
Niggas gonna say some shit.
Yo, so he was like, yeah, because you never made nothing for me or whatnot. And I was like, I said that when I say that. He said, man, you told me that a couple times. I was like, you know what? You my bro. You know, I be getting drunk. I be forgetting. You know what I mean? I got you. Pull up. You know what I mean? I got you. Throw a couple racks of lamb for you. Don't worry about it. Right?
I be drunk.
Shut up. I don't drink no more, Dave.
I applaud you for that.
Nah,
so when
shit.
You drink,
oh yo, I want to say this to you. Okay. I want to say this to you, Dave. Too. That's that. What that shit you said to me is stuck with me. Yo, you gotta get through the first week.
Oh yeah,
that's you get through the first week. Shit's easy now.
First week is the hardest.
So he was like, "All right, cool. I'm gonna come through." He's like, "Yo, I'm gonna bring my girl." So I was like, "All right, that's cool. You know what I mean? That's whatever. You know what I mean?"
Mm-hmm.
His girl's white.
Okay.
Shout out to the bunnies.
Shout out to the buddies. Shut the fuck up, Dave.
Shout out to the
buddies. Anyway, so.
Oh, let me. I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, where's going?
Nah, let's go. I want to hear it. Good one.
All right, so.
She applauded how well seasoned.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, no, I'm actually going to applaud her because she came through and made some sides.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She made some Brussels sprouts. I never had that before.
You never had Brussels sprouts?
Nah.
Oh, okay, she little baby cabbage.
Okay. Yeah, that's basically what it was. Yeah. Fire. Yeah. She was fire.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts.
She made some potatoes, some red potatoes.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, she has this thing where she has to eat like gluten free shit. So she was asking me about the seasoning and all that type of shit. Cool, cause she cooks herself. So I was like, I was applauding that too. Like, you know what I mean, woman,
gluten
white woman,
free.
Cooking,
yeah,
it's nice. You know what I mean?
It's not. I've seen that before.
Okay, yeah, whatever. Shut up, man.
I ain't gonna hold you. The gluten be fire. A lot of gluten free shit don't be hitting.
Oh, I get a lot of gluten free shit. I don't need it, but I think it ain't healthier though.
Yeah, I need extra gluten, but guys. You know what I mean? Extra gluten.
So anyway, as we getting ready to fix the food and shit, we about to make our plates and shit. You know, of course they said the lamb came out phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Let me throw that in there. Came out phenomenal.
Yeah, go on with the story.
So phenomenal.
Is phenomenal.
That's what they said. I'm telling you what they said.
Okay.
phenomenal.
That's what they say.
Yeah. In capital letters.
Yeah.
Mmm, phenomenal. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I'm sure it's usually good.
I'm pretty
good.
Sure you posted.
It's
so, anywho. Yeah, I posted. Anyway.
Instagram. They said it
was. This was when.
Phenomenal.
This is where I felt like the white privilege came in.
Okay, what happened?
So I'm like, all right, we get ready to fix plates and shit.
She ate first? Or
something. Nah. She was like, yeah, we eat plates. I'm like, oh, you know, plastic plates. I know we're not eating on these.
Yes, sir.
I was like, yo, what's wrong with the plastic plates? So her homie was just like, you know, she different. I'm like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You got forks and stuff? I mean, I got silverware forks, but I like to throw shit away. I ain't trying to wash no dishes. Hey, yo, some plastic forks right there.
Plastic everything.
Plastic
buddy.
Everything. She did not like that shit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Why?
Some people
because lamb on plastic plates.
What's wrong with that?
It tastes better. Sometimes some things taste better on ceramic or whatever.
I was welcoming her to the hood.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
She's cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I done told Shorty, listen, baby, read the room.
Right?
Plastic is what we doing right
now. That's what we doing. I mean, I got plates and shit, too. Yeah. Like, yeah. Cups, red cups right
cute.
There, solos.
Gas,
solos right. Right there.
You know what I mean?
It's the gas. You got to look out for the gas. It's
yeah,
the
right.
Yeah.
If you went there and had it, you know what I'm saying? I can't eat this. They would have did the same thing to you. So you got to show respect.
Well, you know, you can eat. Well, it ain't like she allergic to plastic.
I'm just saying, like,
no,
she
you can use a,
like
you can use a paper plate.
If she prefer that, like, come on. It's nothing. One plate, nigga. Nah, she
come
just,
on, be a grown up, man. Get some, use some silverware around this.
I got silverware in there. I just didn't want to wash dishes. That's all.
What she was saying is, this phenomenal food shouldn't be on this.
Right.
It should be on a real plate.
Nah, I got
show
it.
Show you something.
I got it. I just wanted to talk shit because that's my homie.
Level up.
That's what the talk shit is. My homie.
She know
man.
You had to go for
it. My homie,
and
man.
Shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the homie.
Yeah, shout out to them. She must wash the dishes in their house.
Yeah.
More than likely, I guess, and I don't know. Mm. I don't know what the fuck he does. He don't do shit. Lazy sack of shit.
That's what I say. She must wash the dishes. That's why she don't mind.
Hear this shit too.
That's why she don't mind eating off of all the plates and shit.
Yeah, you gotta wash.
You know what I mean, you in there by yourself with your kids. Plastic,
everything,
it is,
man.
And paper.
Yo, hey, throw that shit away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm.
And nothing wrong with that.
One of shout out to the homie
the
and his
plate is.
His white Nubian queen.
Definitely. Definitely.
I don't really know the story, man. Shut up.
I had to use plastic. I didn't want to wash nothing. I didn't.
All right.
Your boy dropped the album.
Who?
Finesse 2 times.
I heard some of it.
I didn't. So I was hoping you was going to come in here and tell me what the shit sounded like.
This nigga brought it up and said, I didn't hear.
Yeah, I heard hoping, your boy came out, but
I mean,
hear.
I you the one that put me on him.
Yeah, but goddamn, I'm working, nigga. I'm getting to the bag. Shit, I can't worry about nobody else right now. It's about me. Nah, but this shit is all right, though. I heard some of this shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
So you gonna go back and spin the whole thing, though?
I gotta see what it's about, so. But he was coming out with some hits after hits. I think, like, when you prepare for something, you know, have something for so long. Well, then got a stack book, what a book full of rhymes. So.
Yeah, that nigga look like a country ass fucking Benzino.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And he getting it in right now, so the best thing is to keep pushing it out. I don't know what the shit money situation is, but you know.
I'll probably never listen to that shit. I ain't even gonna lie.
Oh, you on four?
Why you don't give Finesse a spin? You know?
I think I told y'all, man, I'm tired of this rap shit. And I know he talking about the same shit everybody else talking about. Honestly.
A little bit different. I mean, when A Boogie come out, you still listen to him?
A Boogie's coming out this week, actually.
That's what I'm saying.
A Boogie. Okay.
You don't make A-Boogie no sense. A
Boogie with the hoodie.
You don't
drop
make no
this
sense.
Week, nigga.
I'm tired of this rap shit. Hey, Boogie, come out, you busting it. But I'm just saying, if you don't fuck with him, you don't fuck with him, man.
It's not that I don't fuck with him. I just
nah,
know. I just feel like I know what it sound like. That's all.
Nah, you just already judged him.
I definitely judged him when he got them fucking iced out handcuffs.
So what? You didn't judge. You didn't.
And
judge.
I don't judge, but I'm just like, bro.
Why? You didn't judge Gucci when he had the ice cream on his face?
I did, too. What the fuck you mean? Yes, I did.
Huh?
I understood what he
you
said
was
about
like
it.
Burr.
I definitely did that too.
Yeah, so stop it.
But I judged him too. I was like, yo, my homie got down on this. Maybe grown man, you do what the fuck you want. I'm just saying, I wouldn't do that shit.
None of your homies ask why they got the tattoo tears. Yeah, shut up. Hey, yo, what you doing? Get the fuck out of here.
So you're going to go back and listen to the album. What you
so listen.
You're going back to listen to Finesse 2 Time. You're going to listen to the album. You're going to listen to the album. What you telling me?
Yeah.
All right. Listen to what? What you about to say, bro?
I'm just saying, man.
Go ahead. So look. Look, Dave. He about to say some bullshit. I see it all over his face, nigga.
Somebody was telling me about a situation. I'm not going to tell them about that situation, but I'm going to ask you, like, niggas be funny with thirst. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to get anything a female to holler because they would goddamn. Damn, was that my phone?
Yeah, shit hit me in my foot. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Heavy ass Andrew.
You know what I'm saying? The fuck is that? I got on slides, nigga. Shit, my fucking pinky toe, dude. Shit hurt. That stung a little
that
bit.
That shit sound like a Glock hit the floor.
The shit we do for the podcast. My foot.
Good, man. The yo, nigga so, try to holler at some bitches.
No, I'm just saying, like, the thirst is real, like. A girl could be talking to somebody else and a nigga still be like, so what's those last numbers? My nigga, like, if she talking to somebody else, why do you care to even ask her the last of the numbers? Like, it's gotta be a guaranteed thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, you just be like tripping me out with the thirst. Is the thirst real?
Yes.
On both parties. That's what I'm asking you.
What do you mean? Tell me, homie pulled up with the old school game.
Like, he pulled the pin out. You know what I'm saying? I guess like
let me get they them digits. Talking,
but at the same time, my friend was like, they was more talking, like not talking, but she was asking them stuff, but he won't saying nothing. And then you know, homie be like, so what's the rest of the numbers?
But did she give him the first numbers or no?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm telling you, man. I don't think so. 910?
Yo, asking Shorty her number and then starting the number is hilarious. You know what I'm saying? What's your number? Area code what? 910?
If you got to keep finished, I feel like she don't want to give it to you, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to keep, you know, if she don't grab your phone and put in, like, it's a wrap. I done seen some thirsty girls be like, you know what I'm saying? Let me see your phone.
No.
For work, you know what I'm saying? No.
I ain't got no phone.
Didn't take
me. Right.
It's in your head.
It'll be too late. My dumb ass like, well, all right, yeah, all right. It takes your schedule and shit like that. Next thing you know, yeah, when we gonna hang out? What? No.
When we gonna hang out?
No, that's not the plan. Ain't no hanging out. You work on Monday. You know what I'm saying?
You work on Monday.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? You stupid. I already see where this going.
Yo, this has been a little trending topic. What's wrong with going 50-50 in a relationship?
Are you talking about what? That girl, what's her name?
Yeah.
Stop looking at...
No, she said she wants to go 50-50. She's cool with going 50-50 in relationship.
That's how it should be.
But when I read the comments, it'd be a lot of women that be like, if I got to go 50-50, I'm cheating. I read shit like that. I'm like, what?
That's
Jesus.
Well, I tell you this, a lot of men that go 100% is cheating. So what we doing? You gotta choose your battles sometimes.
You gotta know who you with though.
Yeah,
like, you know, I with like, you know what I'm saying? Stop it. Y'all, I ain't trying to be funny. And I'm not trying to call out nobody. A lot of y'all be knowing y'all with thoughts and then get mad. You know what I'm saying? No matter if you 50-50, 60, I don't give a fuck what it is. She's still gonna cheat. You know what I'm saying? So No matter what the fuck you doing.
Like, he is too.
Honestly. Honestly.
Unfortunately.
Like I said, like what? What should be right is 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it so makes sense. So you,
it makes sense on both parts because, like, both of y'all independent, right? Why would you stop being independent just because y'all together?
But if you making more money,
the money together. If not, y'all still good when y'all go apart.
But if you make it, if you're making more money than her, do you step out and say, you know what? It, like, we was already going 50-50, and then I'm gonna take over this now. I'm gonna take over that now, because that's what I did. At the very beginning, we would go 50-50. Mm. And then once I started making more money, having better jobs and shit like that, it was like, all right, well, you don't have to go 50-50 on the mortgage no more. You don't have to go, you know what I mean?
But see, that's the thing.
Keep that, and you know, I mean, when you're doing shit with the kids or whatever, boom, like, you know what I mean?
That's what I said.
Like, between, I don't mind paying all the bills. If I'm,
that's between you and your partner. How?
But I'm with the 50-50 too.
Like, like I said, that's between you and your partner. How far do y'all go? You know what I'm saying? Because the 50-50 thing is a start. You just don't jump all the mat.
That's how I looked at
you in the head. You know what I'm saying? Because when you do that, you be like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? You might get fucked because both of y'all like, I don't even want to be around your ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? So the 50-50 thing, like, cut this off. Let's,
a lot of people talking on social media be talking too, because
still living at home.
All
ain't got shit.
All
that. Credit once, fucked up. Can't even buy nothing.
The ones about going, say something is part of doing the same thing.
That's
too,
why,
right?
You can't go 50-50.
Right. Like, so it ain't.
You can't.
He's talking shit so that nigga don't say, like, yeah, you should do 50-50. Nuh-uh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I sit at that house.
Any of you women try to shoot your shot at me, starting off 50-50. Just be clear. Fuck
but
that.
What? I'm wondering, for the women who want all their bills paid, what do they bring to the table besides pussy? Like, what, mm-hmm. what is that? What are you doing? Half of these bitches can't cook.
Mm-hmm.
Half of these bitches don't want to clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want you to pay for them to get their hair and nails done.
Yep.
I got to pay all the bills, and I got to keep you maintained for you to do what? Just give me some pussy? I don't need you around for that.
I'm with you on that day.
I don't need you around for that.
I'm with you on
really.
That day.
So,
man, you can get.
You got to at least be offering something. You know what I mean? If you're taking care of the kids and all that and keeping the household intact, that's cool. But you got to be doing something. You know what I mean? Instead of just sitting around living off me.
Bro, a certain you know time, ain't nobody giving a fuck about a lot.
And then I can't get no neck when I walk through the door. The neck got to be on demand.
Now you going to go cheat.
Right. Neck got to be on demand, you know what I mean? House ain't clean, house dirty, neck ain't on demand, I'm playing on these bills, bitch. You crazy? You can leave. Bitch, you can go. You know what I mean?
Oh man.
There's a bitch in the hood that just want 500. She just need a little help paying the rent. That's a one time payment. You know what I mean? 500, boom. Neck on demand. And she could cook. She got kids. No, she cooking. Listen, you know what I mean?
Ain't got food stamps.
It don't matter.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't complaining.
It don't matter who it is or what the situation is. You gonna get tired of that situation at a certain point. You like, god damn, I can't even come up, because you're going to start looking around and people's doing other shit and you can't do it because of this person. You need to cut this person out. Mm. You don't give a damn about no damn pussy. You know what I'm saying? Or
vice versa. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
like,
you start becoming a burden and shit.
It's like, what do you bring to it? Do you make me happy? You know what I'm saying? Can I come home and talk to you? Like, shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Little personal shit. That's what makes that person special. Mm-hmm. And niggas be talking about, no, you're not.
It's a lot.
Because you're getting tired of it. I'm tired of niggas talking about, so, yeah, it's good. No, it's not, because you keep complaining.
Right.
You complaining.
Not for nothing. There'd be a lot of pretty bitches with no personality.
Mm.
And nigga, they points go down when you ain't got no personality. You be the prettiest in the world and I can't have a conversation with
and
you.
And can't cook.
And can't cook. On top of that, come on, what we doing?
Main girls talking about nigga lame, be the main ones lame, bro.
And I be talking shit about women that's not cooking because nigga, I be cooking, so.
There you go.
Like, you get what I'm saying? That's the only reason why. Now, if I wasn't cooking, I wouldn't be talking shit like that.
But you know what I'm saying? That's why I said it's like, it's a tricky situation with that because most of the chicks is the bread getter. And they don't, you know what I'm saying, feel like they got to cook or don't even know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not faulting them if they don't really know how to cook and nobody showed them, because at the same time, I don't want you to cook, really, if you don't know how to cook. You know what I'm saying?
But I'll definitely show you.
If you just practice, you know what I'm saying? And some of them might, you know what I'm saying, have that chef or they got people to show them how to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's you know, that shows something. But, like, if you trying to do something, like, let me know you doing something.
Right. And for the niggas out there living off they shorties and they, you know what I mean, they significant others, nigga, if you sitting around the house, make sure the house is fucking clean.
Yeah,
make
fact.
Sure the kids is taken care
that's
of. You ride around driving around in her fucking car.
That's a fact.
Make sure there's some gas shit, in the Dave. Car. At least do something. Don't be all too much of a burden because you ain't doing shit.
Like, it makes sense. You like, because some people.
It's a lot of niggas way, like that. That shit is crazy.
It's a lot of females and dudes that women like the person, it. Not even to work. But you know what I'm saying? Get a little something. They're straight. You know what I'm saying? Just do what you want to do, but just make sure everything's straight for me. I just need you to help me out a little bit. That's it. Not too much, you know what I'm saying? So
I get it.
Don't be on the game when she walk in the door every day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? See how she doing, you know what I'm saying? She don't mind most of the time because all the time, you don't need to be in each other's face. Not saying that, but like.
Rub her little stinking ass feet.
Right where she y'all work? Or she got to take a bath?
Yeah, however she want to do it, you know what I mean?
She might take a shit though. You got to rub them anyway. Don't matter.
Listen to her little dumb ass stories. I know you don't want to listen to it, bro.
You don't do it.
You know you don't want to listen to it. Just listen to it.
Nah, you got
to
do all of that shit.
Yeah.
You got to do all of that
that's
shit.
That's that love. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when you ain't doing shit.
You got to do all of that shit.
Do it all. You should do that shit regardless.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Help each other. You got to do all of that shit. Yo.
Help each other. You know what I mean?
Facts.
And bitch, pick up a bill. You know what I mean?
Nigga, pick up a bill. Niggas be like, ugh.
Pay the internet or something, bitch. You sitting around on your phone all day. You know what I mean? Come on.
Pay that and the goddamn
Grammin
TV bit. Well, you don't really need. You can get the what's the name.
Right.
Pay something. Pay light bill. Lights on.
Yo, Dave, why your man Ye do Chris Paul like that, bro?
Ye just he trying to take the
why
the,
you do that man like that, man?
He trying to take the
Chris
fucking,
Paul married.
Was he married back then though?
I don't fucking know.
He could
have
been.
Chris Paul ain't do it. Yeah. Chris Paul ain't do it, man. He ain't hating.
What, like?
What you mean, Chris Paul ain't do it?
He ain't do it.
You know that for sure?
I'm right. Chris Paul said he ain't do it. I'm riding with Chris Paul.
Oh. All right. I ain't hear him say that. That's why.
I ain't hear him say that.
You ain't shit, nigga. That's the game, man. Well, yo,
Ye wildin' out.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about Ye, but it's just like he had to do Chris Paul like that. That's all I'm saying. Like, what
this
the
nigga
fuck,
just
bro?
Yelling out, yo, I caught him with my wife. Bitch, shut up.
Just go knock Kim down, bro. Is that what you want to do? Like,
Kim don't want that nigga no more.
Nah, she do.
No, she don't.
Kim like, yo, this nigga crazy.
He got that money.
Nah, he gotta pay what? How much he gotta pay? $200,000 a month in child support.
It's still the excess, right?
For four kids?
I mean, I get it.
Is it still with that with the famous people, the excess? Like, you still can knock off your baby mama?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a human thing. You know what I mean? Y'all got it. Y'all share a connection. Anything could happen.
You still hitting it. I hate
if
you.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow in court.
To see you tomorrow in court. Yeah, Ye saying some anti-Semitic shit again. What he say? He say he fuck with Hitler.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
He's just saying anything right now.
I need help.
Yeah, it's popping. Now he's just saying things to get popping. But y'all following it. Like, why is y'all, you know what I'm saying? Right. If it don't make no sense and it's crazy, why is y'all following it? Yeah. That's what we need to look at. Yeah. Why does they keep showing this shit?
We gotta
take a shit in the yard. Shut the fuck up.
We gotta treat.
Shut the fuck up.
Talk your shit, bro.
Let the man live. God damn. Every time I'm sick, what the fuck is y'all doing? Y'all following him.
Nah, we gotta treat him like we treat 6ix9ine and just ignore him. That's it.
Just ignore it.
Just ignore
him. Like, just like, cause who's bringing this shit up? Like, he's talking to y'all because y'all listen to this shit.
Well, yeah, the thing is he's going on big platforms in the media. You know, they love to have a Kanye West interview
right
now.
But they love that shit.
And they eating that shit up.
And they love it. That's the whole thing.
It's 8 billion people in the world, bro.
If you know how to fuck the...
He know already. There's an audience out there for him.
Yeah.
If you know how to screw them, screw them. Fuck them. Kanye did this. Kanye sneezed. Shut the fuck up.
You defending him?
Trump did this. Trump on Twitter.
You defending Ye? You defending Ye?
He ain't do what the fuck he want. He don't.
I know it's the Gemini, y'all. You know. I know what's going on.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
Man. I know what's going on. It's cool.
God damn, anybody else can do anything. Bush can do what the fuck he want to. Go over there, take oil. Y'all
Bush can do
shit.
It.
What y'all motherfuckers worrying about? Goddamn Kanye West and shit.
What the fuck does Bush have to
saying?
Do with this?
Military's overseas getting killed and shit, but y'all worried about Kanye West and shit.
Everybody
getting black people getting killed and shit, but you worried about Kanye West and shit.
I just didn't like what he did about Chris Paul. That's all I was asking about.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even want to talk about the nigga.
Mm-hmm. You slept my wife. Come on, Kanye.
Oh, speaking of Trump, you see he running for president. He coming back, baby. Big T. Big T, dog.
Yeah, Big T making his return.
Big T, dog.
See how it go.
Yeah, Kanye West.
Big Donnie boy.
Kanye West going to be vice president.
Now, Kanye say he running too, so.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to vote.
Oh, you voting this time?
Yeah. voting the next black president. Yeah, why not?
I'm glad you feel a little bit better. This nigga, y'all should have heard this nigga.
I'm sick.
Y'all still wanted the pot. I was going home. Y'all want the flu.
Y'all niggas is crazy. Shut up with that shit. You get on my nerves.
Yo, you seen the dude that fell off the cruise ship?
Nah.
That's my that nigga don't see shit.
What the fuck was he doing?
What happened? It's beautiful.
He must have been fucking around. What is he doing?
I don't know exactly what he was doing.
He was trying to get the view.
Somebody should have slapped him in the back of his neck.
I think I read something about he said he was sleepwalking or something like that.
Man, get your dumb ass up. Now you over the fucking boat. He survived?
Yeah.
Oh shit, okay, yeah, we can get
on.
You talk
shit.
Jokes.
20 hours. He was 20 hours in the ocean before they picked his ass up.
Oh, so he was just floating there. He woke up once he hit that water.
I guess so.
How the fuck they find him though? Somebody was out there?
I guess, you know, somebody alerted cruise ship people and then, you know, they're alerted, you know, and the helicopters come out there and scooped his ass up.
20 hours,
that's
though?
That's what I said. 20
Man, you better make that boat do a U-turn around this bitch. I know, right? It's a lot to ask for, but fuck that.
Yo, spin the boat.
Yo, spin that bitch. I don't give a fuck. How long it takes to spin that bitch around? Yo.
My husband just fell over. Spin the boat.
Do whatever signal it is. You know what I mean? Spin that shit.
I don't even know how the fuck he survived. I was like, damn, he get chopped up by the blades or nothing, you know, from the cruise ship. Or where the fuck is the sharks at? Like, in the middle of the ocean.
How cold was the water and shit?
Right.
Like, he sat in the water for 20 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, he a thug.
Yeah. Mm. That's a real
He's
one.
He's stupid though. Who he was on the boat with?
He who was watching the nigga?
What?
Like if you know he got this
this nigga sleepwalk.
Who was watching this nigga?
You shouldn't be on a fucking cruise, nigga.
They ass getting drunk and shit forgot. Oh shit, I forgot.
I think that's what really happened. His ass was drunk and fell the fuck over.
I was sleepwalking.
Sure you were, nigga.
I'm in the water.
It's cold.
It's crazy.
Dirt! That nigga said it's cold.
I didn't let that bumper. I did it in dirt.
Oh my God. Man.
This nigga hit his side of the boat. You know?
My God.
Somebody look at that. Get your dumb ass up. A black dude. Yeah. A white man fell out. That's fucked up though, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yo, Dave, so this your city, bro. New York City, baby. Canal Street.
Who was watching this?
Busted.
Oh, they just now busting niggas?
Right. $10 million worth of knockoff shit. We knew that, though.
Them niggas been selling that shit out there for years.
We knew that, though, Dave. I'm just letting you know why they finally bust them. I don't know.
New York on some bullshit.
I don't know why they did that. I bought plenty of shit from there when I was...
Yeah.
I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I ain't buy nothing as an adult.
It was an era.
Let me be clear. I didn't buy nothing as an adult.
It was an era. Yeah, it was an era when the fake shit was acceptable.
Middle school, high school. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
You know why they did that?
We used to get the white tees from down there too.
You know why they did that?
25-pack with $25.
Somebody didn't get the hookup on the squad.
Somebody was mad.
Oh, you ain't gonna give me no hookup?
But them niggas, I don't even understand it because they just be out. They be out there.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So that's why I was like, why y'all busting them now?
Because somebody got mad because they got a knockoff.
And how were they fucking giving the fake shit a value? Like, how much money did they say it was worth?
$10 million.
$10 million worth of fake shit. Nigga, that's what?
Like, that don't make, like, you don't make no sense on what you're saying.
Would you ask them niggas the price? And it was like, okay, so yeah, it's $50 a bag. It's $10 million worth of shit. No, nigga. It might have been $10 million if it was, shit was real.
Dave, do you miss New York? Like living there?
Not really. Only thing I miss has been the same shit is the winter clothes, because I like jackets and sweaters and shit. Which shit is changing now. It's getting a little nippy down here, but the winter clothes is different. Like you find different items.
You can't order none of that shit?
But it's different going to the fucking store. It's right. You know what I mean? It's different shit. That's true. You know what I mean? Because they have different items. A lot of shit you probably can't find online, but New York got it or some shit. You know,
in the store,
exclusive.
Right, in the store, right.
Exclusive. Your size,
maybe, possibly, if you find it. And then just fucking being able to walk to the store and shit. That's
what
about it.
What do you miss about New York?
What do I miss about New York?
Yeah.
I don't miss shit.
Pissing the whole
way. I wish we could smoke on the street like they can up there. But other than that,
you smoke in the street though.
No, I'm talking about legal in front of the cops.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not gonna smoke in front of the cops. Really.
Yo,
I'm not gonna do that.
And that shit happened. Mm-hmm. Niggas are glad to post that shit. They've been doing that though. Mm-hmm. Remember the hood videos?
Well, yeah, that's because niggas is outnumbered. But you could be on the corner smoking.
I think the only thing I miss about New York is probably the different food spots.
Yeah, that too.
The different food spots. That's a lot of different cultures of food up there.
I'm about to say, because y'all got like the food and the clothes, so
I like city view. I like looking at the buildings. Mm. I like that, like that's my type of view.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it though. Mm. I don't want to live up there. I don't want to drive up there. Like none of that.
Man, city got too many rats.
I don't want to pay for none of that high ass apartments and none of that shit up there. I don't want to do none of that, man. Nah, cool.
Great place to visit.
Definitely. Let's go. Let's go next year.
Get the fuck up out of there.
Let's take a flight, man. Let's get out of here. All three of us. New York City. I feel like I say this like every year on the bus.
We'll see.
It's like,
you gotta get your boy. You gotta send your boy on a bus or something.
Man, this nigga getting on a fucking plane, man.
Oh, send him on a. He go. He take the train. Train like
getting on the fucking. It's 12 hours. What's about an hour and 45-minute flight from here?
Like. Light work.
Yeah. I take train.
Come on, we get on there and get. Well, I ain't drinking. Well, no, I'll drink. Fuck on there, I'll drink. But, yeah. All you gotta do is
feel
drink.
Like I'm gonna be up
we'll smoke
sweating.
Before we get on the plane.
You I just good. Feel like I'm gonna be sweating like a slave over there.
Nah, bro. Flying is great, man.
Flying my ass. I'll be like, oh, don't touch me. It's okay. It's always somebody. It's okay. I swear to God, you say it's okay one more time. I will fucking choke you like.
That's funny.
Oh, he's so nervous. He cute. The fuck is cute.
Yo, I seen that San Francisco can now deploy robots that have the ability to use lethal force.
What type of shit is that? Kind of robots they got?
Come on, Dave. You know I don't be reading.
So yeah,
So what you saying? They got RoboCops out here?
Yeah, come punch in your fucking mouth. Let you fuck out, bro. Nigga, all metal. You going down, bro.
Yeah, fuck
they probably got the robot dogs and shit.
Yeah, nah, you
got a little 22 on the dog.
Nah, that's crazy.
Start shooting at you. That's,
nah,
that's what's fucked up right there. See, they gonna start using the fucking robots to start shooting black people.
Nah, that's crazy.
Probably that's scary.
Some stunning.
Let me be clear. No, that's fucking scary, man.
They gotta check that programming, man. Who doing that programming on them?
Exactly.
Who controlling that motherfucker?
Like, well, y'all going off the shades of the skin? Like,
yeah, I wonder if anybody's controlling it or if it's like automated. You know what I mean? Because if somebody's controlling it, then them niggas still, they should be getting charged if they start killing motherfuckers
for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's wild.
Yeah.
What you gonna do when the iRobots pop out? Yeah?
Stay home.
Stay home.
Yeah, I'm staying home anyway, nigga. I ain't got time to be out here.
Tell them they gonna start selling. You gonna buy the first one?
I don't got time to be out here. Niggas wild, man.
I'm tired of
looking in the news. Yo, Fayetteville is wild. I'm tired of looking in the news. Niggas, bodies is popping up, man. Bodies is popping up. Niggas getting shot. It seems like every fucking time I look at the news, and that's every day.
That's why I don't look at the news, because every time news something, like, they hit you with the bad news automatically. Hey, right. This is the news. So this is what happened on this block.
Nah, it ain't no good news.
Yeah, it ain't no good news. If it is, it's like some shit I don't want to hear about.
It'd be some shit like, yeah, the city's oldest lady, 113, she all crusty and shit on the news. Like, nobody want to see this shit.
She
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I ain't trying to be funny, but like, show
her. Right, old Annabelle.
She's looking like, get the fuck that camera out my face, but y'all trying to show a smile. Right. Oh, he's she's like, so pretty.
They got strings on her wrist and shit. Wave, grandma.
Stop. Y'all ain't shit, man.
She's asleep.
She's asleep. Niggas got their finger underneath her nose and shit.
Grandma said she had a headache earlier. She just
nigga stupid, man.
Grandma dead, man.
Yo, that's wild.
And it's still a bad story, like on the news, like lay the fuck out. Y'all sitting there. Look at she's so cute, sleep. Motherfucker, right. She ain't breathing.
She
it's a red shit. Line back there, motherfucker. Shit. Where's the green shit? Dip. Ain't shit popping.
They put the mirror on your
nose. That's wild.
Y'all
niggas wild.
Grandma like shit. You already know something wrong. We take.
What's good?
Took a nap right there. She ready to go.
I never see grandma lay like this. What is y'all doing?
She's tired. Leave her alone. Her head hurt.
Yeah,
I got niggas rotating every time I swing the chest. Something's not right.
Oh, shit. I made that lobster lasagna on Thanksgiving.
Okay, how was it?
Fire.
What'd you do?
Break the process down.
I give y'all the secrets.
What song was
you can break the process down without giving the secrets. Like, boom, boom, boom. How big was it?
In his crunkery?
No. I was playing Lil Baby and Lil Durk.
Oh, yeah. That shit was mad.
No.
Yeah, it was mad love.
Facts. Made the sauce first. You know what I mean?
How you do the sauce?
My mother made the sauce.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Let me keep it 100.
It makes sense now.
My mother made the sauce.
Okay. So what you do?
I helped her layer it up though.
You cooked the
I boiled the lobster tail.
Boiled it first?
Yeah. Okay. And then I chopped it up real nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You put season on it, no?
Nah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't put no season. I just let it be.
Okay. That's good.
And basically I just used that as the meat, basically.
Right.
With all the cheeses, yeah. With the cheeses and the noodles layered. It was layered 4 times. Mm-hmm. Had 4 layers on it.
That makes sense. Nice.
Yeah, I guess 2 pounds is like, pretty. There's a lot
that
of meat.
In there with nothing else or just some kind of other kind of seafood, yeah, I feel like might be good.
That shit was fire.
Did you make it like a seafood thing or was it just more just replacing the meat?
Just replacing the meat.
Okay. Because you know how sometimes people like make lobster mac and cheese, but they put like you know, it tastes, you could taste the seafood in it, like, you know what I mean? They put Obey on it or some shit like that. You know what I mean? You ain't do nothing. You just put it. Okay. Sounds good.
Fire. Like, actually, shit, the shit was gone.
Of course, man.
I'm sure. And I was shocked to see it on the plate next to the yams. Yeah, niggas had it next to the mac and cheese on the same plate.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
I expect to see lasagna. Oh, next to, right on the same plate as your potato salad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that shit blending in a little bit, like on your yams and shit a little bit.
I ain't that bougie. You made it, I don't give a fuck about that.
You made it different. Ain't nobody got time to keep going back.
Okay. I don't give a fuck about that. I always put everything on my plate, and I eat that shit.
I got you.
Yeah. When you go to somebody else's,
not unless I'm taking the plate to go home.
You got
to
get everything because you never know, they might run out of it. You sitting there bullshitting, you be done talk. You know how it is. Get a plate. Talk to me to go back up, everything going, but mad as shit.
You should try the lobster in a different way. Grill it next time and put it in something else.
Mm-hmm. I'll try that.
That lobster pasta.
You probably have to split it in half or some shit, because that's a thick ass lobster to be grilling. Mm. You know what I mean?
Nah, I grilled one like that before.
A 2 pound lobster?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it was probably like a pound and a half.
Some change.
Yeah. It's still grill nice.
Yeah, just grill it. It's simple.
I chop it up, you know what I'm saying? Saute it up, put in some pasta.
Oh, did y'all go out for Kyle's birthday?
That's fire.
I don't want that pasta.
I didn't go. I didn't go. They said they had a good time, though.
Gotcha.
Everybody was
hoping you had a story for me. That's why I would have.
From what I hear, they had a good time. Wasn't no dumb incidents. Ain't nobody started fighting or nothing like
that's
that.
That's good. That's what we like to hear right there.
Bunch of black people, all black. It was a good turnout. So.
Like NBA Youngboy, stop the violence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I would like to have been out there, but I got to work. I got to get that sleep, man.
Yeah, shout out to Cuz. Her birthday is the same day as your pops, huh?
OG, yep. Happy birthday, Cuz. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, OG. Yeah,
happy birthday.
Oh, shout out to her son, Roland.
Yeah, shout out to Roland, man.
He got accepted. He going to Toledo.
Yeah.
Next year.
Facts.
He don't have his number yet, but look out for Lil Cuz.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to be on top of it. Mm-hmm. We're going to be right on top of it. Don't worry.
Watch out, man.
We're
going to
be right on top of it, cuz.
Watch out for them thotties. Leave them alone.
Yeah, please.
Say no. Have fun, my man. Have
fun. You know
what
I'm saying? Nah.
Nah, man.
You seen he got game.
Oh,
you,
maybe just a little fun. Not a lot of fun.
You better watch it again. You telling the freshman not to have fun? I'm saying have fun safely. Just be safe with it. You know what I mean? Freshman is going to have fun. And he's a football. He on a football team with a scholarship too. Yeah. Nigga, what?
Yeah. Get it's away lit though. It's lit for him. I'm happy
Make
for him.
Make him sign a sheet for anything happen. You want to talk to me, sign right here.
Yeah, man.
I ain't got to worry about nothing.
And shout out to Roland, because Roland worked with him as a dad. Like, you know what I mean?
He's excited.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Coach for that, man.
He a cool
you know
dude.
What I mean? That's major respect for that, yo. Y'all ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, we can go, man.
I thought you had some other shit you want to talk about. Nah, I'm just going to tell the people how rich you were, because you came out, you got every time new chains, new rings.
The goal is to get rich with my niggas.
Okay, I like that.
That's the goal.
He trying doing what you love to do. There you go. There you go, my nigga.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go, my nigga.
Nah, there you go.
I'm out of here.
You
man.
Get hype.
I'm sick. Huh? I'm about to go get some
now
tea.
Now you sick.
Get some sea moss and my elderberries and shit. My black seed oil. Shout out to Pharmacy for Life. Just bought some more products.
You just backed up. That's all that is.
I'm not backed up, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
I'm taking shit.
Episode 140.
Enema.
Shut the fuck up, Moses.
CJ, what up?
Yo, come to work, CJ.
Yo, CJ, enjoy life, man. You do need to come to work, though, bro.
CJ be doing his thing, man. You know CJ be doing his music thing.
No, what's up, though, CJ?
CJ be doing his music
thing. What's up to all the fans, too, man? Shouts out to the fans.
I don't call them fans. I call them supporters.
Courtney, what up? Stupid.
Courtney.
Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram, Dirty_Water_Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
What is your shit, Moses? Because you, I don't
Moses
know.
Dirty Water TikTok, Moses Dirty Water Clappers, Moses.
What
Dirty
the
Water,
fuck is Clappers?
I don't even want to know.
They said, I don't
it's
even
the same as TikTok. It's adult TikTok. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, kids, adult TikTok. Straight, okay, you know straight clapping.
Straight, no, just straight adults, no kids. You know what I'm saying? You gotta worry about other shit. You know what I'm saying? So. Check it out.
Yeah, I don't know what you doing on there with the Dirty Water logo, but yeah, don't, okay, don't yeah. on Clappers.
Yeah, set this no nigga freak. Straight, Dave. Yeah.
It's not no freak app. It's the same
be
as TikTok.
Respectful,
it's not
right?
no freak app. All right. It's the same as TikTok.
Right, I'm going to take your word for
they
it.
They do the same thing as TikTok. It's just adults freak on boy? There, no kids.
All right, freak boy.
Clappers. That's all you think about, man. Yo. Niggas talking about me on Clappers.
I'm verified on Clappers. This thing got a blue check on Clappers. This thing is crazy, man.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
This nigga's got the preem Pornhub, so they feel like they better than me.
No, what's wrong with Pornhub?
Huh? I ain't paying for no porn, nigga.
Oh, that's what you. Oh, no. Yeah,
the premium is paid for.
Oh, I didn't know that. Nah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck is
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, you got the chip.
They got 1,000,005 clips on there.
You got the chip, that's why. It's free.
You got the chip?
It's free. Titties. 2-6 and
titties. 9-1-4.